During the season of Advent, the Church places the spotlight in her liturgies on those prophets of old who prepared the way for the coming of God's Son. Many of those prophets lived centuries before our Lord Jesus was born. Today, however, on this fourth Sunday of Advent, the spotlight is focused on a prophet of a different kind, actually the greatest prophet of all, namely the woman whom God chose to bring His Son into the world. Question: if you were God, and the time had come to fulfill your promise, what kind of woman would you choose to bring your Son into the world? In today's Gospel, St. Luke provides us with an answer to that question. The kind of woman whom God would choose, the kind of woman He chose, was a young maiden of Nazareth named Mary. And the first requirement of God, as we see in St. Luke's Gospel, was that the mother of His Son be a virgin. Now, this is surprising because virginity and motherhood do not really go together. You might well choose a virgin to be your wife, but conceiving a child requires that a woman have sexual relations with a man. And yet, surprisingly, God chose a woman who was indeed a virgin because the child to be born of Mary was Son of God. And no mere man could be father to this child. This is why God chose a woman who did not know man. Mary was the perfect choice, for even though she was very young, only 16 years of age, Mary had already given herself entirely, body and soul, to God. And the second requirement of God, St. Luke shows us, is that the mother of His Son be a woman of faith and a woman of prayer. Now, those two realities do go together because faith in God is the fruit of prayer. You see, even though Mary was very young, she had already learned an important lesson about prayer, namely that prayer is first and foremost listening to God. Notice in the gospel passage that we've just heard, Mary did not storm heaven with her words. Before she ever spoke, Mary simply listened to what the angel had to say. "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed the fruit of your womb." Yes, Mary listened to the angel's words and wondered what he meant. And though she did not understand how God would accomplish what he was asking of her, in faith, she entrusted herself to the Father's will. "Let it be done to me according to your word," Mary said. And at that very moment, the word of God became flesh in her womb. Finally, the mother of God's Son had to be a woman of hope. How else could she ever hope to explain to anyone, even to herself, what was taking place within her? An unexpected pregnancy, an impossible pregnancy, humanly speaking. A child without a human father, a virgin who was to give birth. Who would ever believe such a thing? What would her parents think? What would Joseph, her betrothed, think? And yet, in hope and with trust, Mary embraced the Father's plan. Speaking about being open to our Heavenly Father's plan, I remind you that on Tuesday of this week, the light will be on for you. On that night, three priests will be here in church: myself, Father Frank Uter, and Father Tony Russo, to hear confessions in preparation for Christmas. This is an opportunity for us all to ask forgiveness for those times that we have not been open, as Mary was, to the will of God, so that by repenting we might pray with her on Christmas Day. Let it be done to me according to your word. Now, I do want to say something about our Christmas masses. You might have noticed I put a handout on the tables near the entrances of our church, which lists Christmas Mass times at 6 parishes within a 2-mile radius of our church. These are the 6 parishes that most of our parishioners worship at from time to time. In addition to Sacred Heart, Mass times are listed for St. Agnes, Our Lady of Mercy, Christ the King, St. Francis Xavier, and St. Joseph Cathedral. Among those 6 parishes, only St. Agnes is using the online reservation system for Mass. And so if you want a reserved seat, you may call St. Agnes or check their parish website. There are 25 Christmas Masses listed at those 6 parishes in our neighborhood, and there are a number of other nearby churches that I have not listed, so there are many choices for Mass times at Christmas in Baton Rouge. The main difference this year from years past is that everyone cannot come at 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve and expect to find a seat. With social distancing, that simply is not possible this year. Here at Sacred Heart, our Mass times on Christmas Eve will be at 3 and 5 p.m. and 10 a.m. on Christmas Day. If you feel very vulnerable or are nervous about being in a crowd, remember that the bishop's dispensation from Mass still applies. Christmas actually lasts 12 days from Christmas Eve to the Feast of the Epiphany, and you can come to Mass on any of those days, and our Lord Jesus will be here waiting for you to visit him in the Holy Eucharist. Here at Sacred Heart, we are limited to seating approximately 300 people in church at any one time, with another 50 or so in the parish hall. In other words, among our 3 Masses, there will be seating for about 1,000 people, which is our normal Christmas attendance. We're asking that everyone who does come to Mass at Sacred Heart enter through the front doors of the church, and that you please wear a mask. Seating will be on a first-come, first-served basis, but we cannot reserve seats, and so if family members want to sit together, please come together. The front doors of our church will open 50 minutes before Mass begins, and our ushers will seat you rather than everyone simply finding their own seats. If someone arrives in a wheelchair, we'll open the door for the handicap on the east side of the church. Please pray for good weather, and may God bless you in these final days of Advent.